don't care. I honestly don't care. I bet the viewers at home feel this narrative at work. What is strange about this story? What is the strange thing about this story? The majority of Americans favor deportation of illegals, especially those who are criminals, but they favor deportation of illegals. The last, 7 days has been around about one person.
Yep.
One person. I don't even know his name. I don't care. I don't care. If he's here illegal, he's got to go. We are not responsible for the faulty process that allowed him to be here before. Is he a terrorist? Is he not a terrorist? I don't care. Let me give you an analogy. This will be good for you because you like sports. You walk down your box seats. There's somebody sitting in your seat. And you go, why is this guy sitting in my seat? And they go, well, he's not supposed to be there. But you know, he's a family man. He's got a job. It's like, yeah, but that's not on me. That's my seat. Don't you have a process for having him leave that seat? Yes, we do. Can he go back to his seat? Why doesn't he go back to his seat? It's not my concern where that seat is. He's got to go. Yes, but did you know he's been trying really hard to be a good citizen? He's really quiet. You know, he's not making. No, you don't understand. He's got to go. Now, we knew that this process wouldn't be easy.
Yeah.
You know, it was really easy for Democrats to open the floodgates and be seen as the heroes. Look how compassionate we are. It's always going to be harder to send them back. And you're going to be treated like a villain every single step of the way. Because adults fix the problems that children cause. And sometimes the adults have to do big stuff to fix the big problems that were caused by Democrats, who are, in this case, are the children. As for this, you know, why are they talking about this disappear fear? It's because the bat signal went up. Last week it was chaos. Now it's disappear fear. You put it on the mountain of imaginary concerns, along with paper straws, the climate apocalypse, Russian collusion, white supremacy, Musk is a Nazi. This is what I mean when you can feel the narrative. You can feel it. You go like, oh, now I understand this. This whole thing, this guy is nothing more than a tool that is being used to subvert the needs and concerns of the American public. This is why they're latching on to it. You mentioned how the deportation, in a way, has the same issues as the invasion. It's a mirror. Biden opened the border, millions came in, and surely murderers and rapists were part of that. Now we're deporting hundreds of thousands, and surely one or two might not be criminal. However, compare the error. In one of these errors, Americans don't die. At worst, a guy gets sent to a country he doesn't want to go to. You know what? I can live with that.
Into a prison camp? Not just out into the wild.
I'm sorry, Jessica. I understand your concern, but I refuse to care about one person who's an illegal alien when the mental shelf space that I have is now reserved for victims of crime, which I've been talking about for years. This manufactured narrative, family man, father of three, coming from the media, who with the same intensity talked about having children was bad for the climate, are now telling us that when you have children, you are now a pillar of the community. If that guy was a white American citizen, they would just call him a MAGA extremist. But he's an illegal alien and he has kids, and now he's the spirit of the community. He's a good guy.